Okay, it's Friday morning, and this little talk I'm doing today will not make you happy. Why? Because it's going to upset the apple cart. It's going to wrinkle your sheets. It's going to be trampling on your beliefs. So what am I talking about? One of my students wrote to me today. She is listening to an audio of mine where I am talking about connecting to Source. How I found out that you can actually connect to Source, that Source is always there to be, to connect to, and it was me who wasn't connecting to Source. Now, in a way, this flies in the face of everything that everybody thinks. I wasn't thinking that because I wasn't brought up to be religious or think that there is something or someone there that I could connect to. But when I shared at the time that you can connect to Source, people answered snottily that you are always connected, which is very, very far from the truth. Then the second wrong belief with regards to connecting is that you can think yourself connecting, and that would connect you. And that is very far from the truth, too. So what I'm sharing in that particular audio, and what this student of mine is asking about, is I am saying that Source is like that electric outlet that you have on the wall and you need to plug in. And then I say you need to turn yourself into the plug and push yourself all the way in, which is... which is what I do. I turn myself into the plug and push all of me into the outlet. And when I, for years, was teaching how to connect, that is what I was doing. And people had a real hard time doing it. And I just found out today why. So, why? Why do you have such a hard time connecting? And of course, it's going to be context again, because that is the filter through which we look at everything in this series. So what is the context that you live in that you have a hard time even thinking that you should push all of yourself into the electric outlet so that you can connect to Source? Well, the context that you live in is that you can just put your little finger in and that will give you what you need. Meaning that you are trying to stay distant, uninvolved, uncommitted, and get the same results that are promised with the condition that you need to connect. So you don't connect and want the same results. So for instance, so let's go back. So what are the activities that are similar to connecting? Well, one of the activities is surrender. You surrender all of you. Risk It's very risky, but you can do it. The other one is co-creation. When you co-create, you surrender your superiority, or you surrender your laziness, or you surrender your stinginess, and you do what you need to do at least half. You intend to do it all, by the way, because unless you do, source or the other person will withhold. There is a little part in the Landmark Forum where they introduce the idea of accountability. And it's really brilliant because it shows how relationships devolve. So you get married, okay? That's the starting point. And you say in your head, I am 100% responsible for how this relationship turns out. Now, if you start out with less than that, then like story over. But let's say you are you mean business and you say, I am 100% committed to this marriage. It could be business as well, okay? Or learning from someone. It always starts with you commit 100% if you do, and the teacher or your spouse or whoever commits 100%. And the sum total of the 200% is 100%. It's called co-creating. Then one day you have a real bad day in the office and you go home and you say, today I am having a bad day, I am just going to give 80%. And you give 80%. And the other person says, hey, you promised, in their head, you promised 100%, you gave 80%. Huh, I'm going to give 80% too. And the other person gives 80%. And then next you find out that suddenly it's an 80% relationship. So you keep on giving less and less, and the other person adjusts what they give to yours. And in the end, it's a 0% relationship. And then you get divorced. But before you get divorced, you kill each other. But if you look, that is exactly how you live your life. You think that you should give 50% and the other person should give 50% and that will add up to 100%. But in the dominion of life, that's not how it works. You can't give 50% and expect 100% getting out. You need to give 100%. And no matter what the other person gives, you are going to have 100%. Of course, your sense of fairness says, I shouldn't have to give more. I should only have to give as much as the other. And that is how you live your life. So that is your context, okay? Your context is the other person should give 100%, and whatever you give is whatever you give. And whatever you gave, you expect 100% result. That is the context inside which you live your life. And of course, it's shitty, right? Because eventually, sometimes really fast, this will result in the 0% relationship. You are going to get nothing. Now, some soul corrections are stingier. This is called stingy, okay? You withhold. You are not willing to give. So you withhold your power, you withhold your brilliance, you withhold your everything, and at the same time you expect 100%. So most or all of my active students are like that. Why? Because I am so incredibly generous. Now, I don't sound generous, but I come, my worldview, my context, is I always give 100% no matter what you give. Now, I have found with one student, starting to give less and less and less, and in the end I gave nothing. And then I told them to take a hike, because that's how it works. When you give and you give and you give and nothing creates an echo, and the other person gives nothing, eventually you are going to give up. And even I am not an exception from that. But for the most part, I gave all I got, and you get whatever you get. Now, here is the interesting chemistry miracle, or what's the opposite of miracle, okay? You cannot get more than what you give. So if you give 30%, it doesn't matter what the other person gives, you are going to get 30%. If you give nothing, then you are going to give, you are going to get nothing. And that's really sad, right? Because here is one of the principles. It takes as much work to give nothing as much work it takes to give everything. As much time, as much everything. If you are a circuitry person, for instance, the issue in circuitry is that they don't want to give. Really. Don't want to give. Their whole context, their whole worldview is I give nothing and will hold on to everything that you give me. Except that that may be true when we come to chocolate, but it's not true when we come to energy. Which means in essence, they get nothing. That is the issue with circuitry. But there is an issue with silent partner. Silent partner is withholding their willingness to connect and withhold their willingness to receive. You can withhold your willingness to receive, which means if the other person is giving 100% or the universe is giving 100%, you push it back. You push it back. Because the issue of silent partner is that they want to be the heroes of the day. They want to do everything by themselves. They only value what they created, nothing from the other. And then the third type or third soul correction that I have in my student body is sexual energy. It has nothing to do with sex. It has something to do with force. So they are forceful. They are expecting to get 100%, and they are going to resist it. And they are going to pretty much give only as much as pleasures them. So that's where the sexual energy comes from. The kind of lover who is only going to want to have sex with you when it pleases them, and only to the degree that it pleases them. So they withhold themselves because they are only interested in their own pleasure. Teaching any of these soul corrections, as I do in private calls, is pure torture. And worse than that, the results are not 100%, because they are either unable or unwilling to receive, because they are not giving. Okay? So, in essence, you can see that your worldview, said in another way, your context is withholding. You withhold. You really think that you can get without giving. It's, again, the fireplace analogy. You expect heat without giving wood. You do. And, of course, it results in utter disappointment and utter happiness without ever realizing that it's you. You are not giving. There are lots of ways to give, by the way. And one of the ways is that you give to life. You, if you need to, you need to crank yourself up so that you are enthusiastic. You can do that. You may even need to pretend. But whatever you bring to life is what life gives back to you. You go to the most amazing sunset, and you have seen that, done that. What you get back is exactly that, no energy. So this was another episode of Context, and I hope that you are going to get at least curious how the heck to give more, because you don't. And I don't think inside that context that you're listening, you can even hear it as the price of your aliveness, the price of your results. You don't. You hear it as like, I just want more. Okay? So you see what you are. You see other people being grabby, seeing other people wanting and giving you nothing. And that is the issue with your context. It's not invented. It's your default. Okay? All right. So I am going to close this audio now and put it on the side. Thank you.